Hello, everybody in Audio Boo Land. I hope you're all okay. Haven't done any, basic boos for ages and ages and ages because I have been so busy, too busy with my studies and getting mentored to set up my own business and stuff. So yeah, it's been very busy. As you can hear, I thought I'd just do a little boo, really, because in the background I've got Emily, my guide dog, and my pug, Bollinger, the youngest, who is nearly one, actually. He'll be one next month, the end of next month, end of April 29th. Him and, as you can hear, him and Emily are actually playing tug. He loves Emily. Emily loves him. And it's all in good jest. If you didn't know them, you can hear the squeak now, and they literally are playing tug. And he gives as good as he gets, I can tell you. But Emily, I think, is really good with him. She's very, are you too mad? Emily's jumping up and down off the settee, so is he. Wagging tails and everything, so it's all okay. I mean, obviously, I suppose like kids, I still keep an eye on them because Bollinger's so little. He's a little dog, but very muscular, but he's little, and I just want to make sure that, Emily doesn't do anything by accident. I know she wouldn't do anything on purpose. She's really, really good with him, really plays with him, and it looks like sometimes they're sort of just playing rough, but she really is so good with him. But he just absolutely adores Emily. He loves the other pug as well. They get on very well, don't get me wrong. But him and Emily, I think, have got a special place for each other. Are you biting me? Are you chewing me? I'm not a bone, you know, you little terror. Hey. So, yes, and those who also follow me and follow my boos about my pets, because I haven't done any, as I said, for ages, have I? And I've always used to do boos a lot about, but it's just having the time now, I suppose. And although I do prefer audio boo, as I've always said, to Facebook, I just like the way that you can sit down and do a recorded boo and, you know, say what you like and whatever. But the only thing I wish you could have on audio boo is like on Facebook, where people could just, they wouldn't have to reply back to your boo, but they could sort of just like it and say, you know, they listened to it or they liked it or whatever. And you wouldn't maybe even have to know who listened or liked it, but it would be just nice to know that, you know, if you knew people had listened to it or whatever. But I know you can't always tell that on audio boo. So, right. Bollinger's gone off to take himself for a drink. Sassy's snoring now. It's really funny. They have this massive play. Lasts about 5 minutes and then it's all quiet. Bollinger's come back in now. You're going to lie down now, Bolly. Are you chilling out now? Oh, Emily's chilling out. Emily's on the sofa. Are you going to sit next to Emily and be a good boy? Are you coming to me, are you, you little terror? Yes, little piglet. So, here we go again. Bollinger's on my knee, giving me kikus, and Emily is next to me, and ow! And, sorry, Bollinger just bit me, but not seriously, obviously. He sort of thinks I'm his butt. Ow! But apparently they say he's hurting. Bollinger, don't do that! Naughty boy! No, that hurts! If you do that, it stops them from actually really biting you. So I've been told. So, but yeah, he's got sharp teeth actually. Well, he really has. But I didn't realise pugs had such teeth on them. But yes, he has. But it's just play biting. It's not really. He wouldn't bite me. I know that. He's just play biting and play, you know, like he's chewing his, like he's pretending I'm a, I don't know what, whatever. Hey, you little boy. Little boy. Right, so anyway, yeah, before I go, it looks like we might be having a new addition to the family. It seems like I don't know, 90% possible at the moment. We've seen a new black boy, a little black pug that we want to add to the family. So, would you stop it, Bollinger? No! So, it looks like he isn't... I don't know where he gets this energy from. He's mad. Sometimes he's been done now, and I thought... he's calmed down, obviously. He doesn't hump anymore, thank goodness. But he's still mad. He's got a... He's very, very playful, Bollinger is. He's not your quiet little pug that sits in a corner, put it that way. He can play for ages and ages. He doesn't seem to get tired out, do you? For ages, like a big, big dog. And when he sleeps, which is good. I'm thinking of, having a new member of the family. So if I do partake in getting him, because it will be a him, the one I've seen, and that I'm meeting on Friday, it will be after Easter, because I'm going to see a friend at Easter, so for a long weekend. So I said that I would take possession after Easter, so it would probably be, I don't know, sometime in that week, either the, you know, when I get back. And I was meant to be going away for bank holiday May, the first bank holiday, but I don't think if I take the pug, get the pug, then I won't, the new pug, I won't go away. Then I was only going to go to London anyway, so I will probably postpone that and go another time when I feel he's settled in more. I was meant to... Also, I was thinking of going to the... to somewhere else in May, and I don't think I'll be doing that either. So I prefer to stay at home with my animals. I think I must be getting old and crutchety in my old age, but that's me. I'm quite happy to chill at home with my animals and sort of stay local and see friends and whatever. So rather than gallivanting around the place all the time, I am quite a homely person, and I think it was really funny because when I was younger, I wasn't, I was, but I wasn't. I always have loved my home, but when I was younger, obviously, I didn't think anything of staying out or staying around friends and, you know, just like you do, you know, or, you know, whatever, being out all the time and hardly ever in. But actually, I have to say, for the last... Since I've had, I don't know when it's been. I mean, I think really when I start, you know, not when I first got a guide dog, because I was out all the time with my first dog. We were always out. I think really ever since I probably had, I can't remember. It's been a long time now, but yes, I would say, yeah, of course I like going out and about sometimes, but I do like being at home. I love being at home with the animals and chilling out, and you know, and if I do go away, I like to go and see good friends, and that I'm not one of those that's bothered about flashy holidays or big holidays. I have been on holidays. I went to the last big holiday I had was in about 2010 when I went to America. And it was okay, but when I'm away, and it was about 10 or 14 days, which is sometimes a bit too long for me. I think the longest I could be away from home, the longest would be about 5 days a week. And if I was away for a week, I'd want to take the animals, so, well, certainly the dogs, but yeah. Anyway, I'm going now. I'm waffling on a bit, and Bollinger, would you stop that? Bollinger's now decided he's going to sit on my lap and try and dig his teeth into me again. But I'm biting me. I think he thinks I'm his teething post or something. No, Bollinger, that's not nice, is it? So I'm off. Bye-bye.